our world could do with one more good word. Welcome to another episode of Word Nerd. Tomorrow, the 20th of June, marks World Refugee Day. Standing in solidarity with the refugees from Syria, Sudan, Afghanistan, Somalia, Venezuela, Congo, Rohingya, China, Iraq, Palestine, Bhutan, Burma, and everywhere else in the world, where these brave hearts take on life day after difficult day with smiles on their faces, whereas we yet dare to complain of too little salt in our food. So standing in solidarity with them, I present to you a poem. This is to recognize the rights of these refugees to their homeland and to recognize their right above all else to be seen for a change as human beings. So this poem is the English translation of the Arabic version written by Syrian poet, writer and diplomat Nizar Kabbani, mourning for his homeland and the loss of thousands upon thousands of innocent lives to pointless warfare. So here for your contemplation is a lesson in drawing by Nizar Kabbani. My son places his paint box in front of me and asks me to draw a bird for him. Into the color gray, I dip the brush and draw a square with locks and bars. Astonishment fills his eyes. "But this is a prison, father. Don't you know how to draw a bird?" And I tell him, "Son, forgive me. I've forgotten the shapes of birds." My son puts the drawing book in front of me and asks me to draw a wheat stalk. I hold the pen and draw a gun. My son mocks my ignorance, demanding, "Don't you know, father, the difference between a wheat stalk and a gun?" I tell him, "Son, once I used to know the shapes of wheat stalks, the shape of the loaf, the shape of the rose. But in this hardened time, the trees of the forest have joined the militia men. And the rose wears dull fatigues. In this time of armed wheat stalks, armed birds, armed culture, and armed religion, you can't buy a loaf without finding a gun inside. You can't pluck a rose in the field without its raising its thorns in your face. You can't buy a book that doesn't explode between your fingers." My son sits at the edge of my bed and asks me to recite a poem. A tear falls from my eyes onto the pillow. My son licks it up, astonished, saying, "But this is a tear, father, not a poem." And I tell him, "When you grow up, my son, and read the Divan of Arabic poetry, you will discover that the word and the tear are twins, and the Arabic poem is no more than a tear wept by writing fingers." My son lays down his pens, his crayon box in front of me, and asks me to draw a homeland for him. The brush trembles in my hands, and I sink, weeping. To all the refugees out there, I hate that that is what you should be called. I acknowledge that there is so much more to your identity. I acknowledge your pain, your loss, and and the horrific memories with which you have to live out the rest of your lives. My heart goes out to you. In the words of Sir Muhammad Iqbal, my heart bleeds for you.